Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, welcome, hi, how are you? Nice to have you here. Welcome to another episode of The Emma Gunn Show and the penultimate of the 26 habits. Can you actually believe it? I just did a very funny mic test. I sang hello and welcome, which I'm, trust me, you'll be glad that you didn't have to listen to that. So this is a habit, this penultimate habit is a habit I started doing last year. And it's a habit I haven't been particularly consistent with. Even though I rave about it all the time, and then I'll think, oh, I haven't done that this week. That's weird. And so I just thought, because the benefits are so huge, I've decided that it's something I definitely need to reinstate into my daily routine. So I thought it was something that we could all tackle together as a 26 habit. And get ready for it. It's cold showers. Not tepid, not cool. I'm talking cold. Now, the first time I really knew anything about this sort of treatment, if you want to call it that, was from my brother, and regular listeners will know Gavin because he was on the last Ask Me Anything. We used to go back to my parents' house for Christmas, so the peak of winter, and he would get up. I think he would exercise first. I'm pretty sure he would exercise first. And then he'd go out into the garden in swim shorts and flip-flops, fill up a bucket from the outside tap, so cold, add in ice, like a couple of trays full of ice. Then he'd do lots of deep breaths. I mean, not lots, like a couple of deep breaths to ready himself. And then he would upend, tip the entire contents over himself. Then he'd stand there looking smug with steam literally coming off him as I stood in the doorway eating toast going, you're right there, Gavin. And he was. And I thought he was crazy. But he's very smart and he was way ahead of the curve on this. And because I'm talking, I mean, he was probably doing this about 10, 15 years ago. And there's been a lot of noise recently, in recent years, about how good cold water therapy, cold showers, you see things like cold water plunge pools in health spas and health resorts and the like. And even we've reached the point of cryotherapy because we understand that actually dropping the body to certain temperatures has, even though it's a shock and it can be quite a difficult thing to get through, you have to be quite resilient, it actually has lots of health benefits. So cold therapy is really interesting. Don't worry. You're not going to have to go into any sort of cryotherapy chamber or do anything expensive. It's a free habit because all it requires is turning that hot tap off or turning your mixer tap all the way to blue or zero or whatever and standing under the cold water, which at this time of year, I'm recording this in November, December, is Baltic. And tolerating it for as long as you can, that's all you have to do. And don't worry, we are going to ease our way back into this. I'm easing my way back in and you can ease your way in. And I promise, having done this myself before, once you break the barrier, it's something you do actually begin to enjoy. And you get to the end of your shower and you think, oh yeah, now for the good bit. Trust me, I know it sounds bonkers, but it's true. But why? And that's a great question. Why on earth would you stand under freezing cold water? Not for fun, right? The benefits are many and varied, so let's go through a few. So first one, it strengthens your willpower. To be able to turn that tap to cold and just stand there and to tolerate the cold water takes a lot of mental and physical strength. Your body wants to run initially, so it strengthens your willpower. That's a great thing. I sometimes have terrible willpower. Maybe it'll stop me eating pop chips in front of Real Housewives as well. It also improves emotional strength and resilience. And there was actually a study of cold water swimmers, and it showed that the repeated oxidative stress of cold water increased tolerance to environmental stresses generally. So you'll notice this insofar as the first time you do it, you'll be stressed out. The first time you take that cold shower, you'll tense up, your breathing will change, you'll think this is awful, and it will be a real challenge. But after 2 weeks, you might be thinking about, you know, what train you're going to get to work or what you might get for lunch. Your brain copes with it because it tolerates it. So it increases emotional strength and resilience, which is quite interesting. And along similar lines, it reduces stress overall. So think of that high stress reaction when you start, that sort of tensing up and going, ooh, ow, ow, ow. Your body learns to adapt and tolerate and then, dare I say, enjoy the cold. So it lowers your levels of uric acid and increases the glutathione in your blood, which makes you less stressed in general. So that's a nice benefit, right? Reducing your stress. It doesn't require, obviously, if you do it alongside things like meditating or journaling or something, imagine. But just on its own, it's proven to change your uric acid levels and increase your glutathione levels so that you actually are physically less stressed. And this one's a no-brainer, but obviously it makes you more alert. They would, wouldn't they? If you're feeling foggy and slow in the morning, you're likely to feel awake after standing under a cold shower. But that feeling persists. Part of this is in how you cope with the cold, the deep breathing. So, and we'll talk about this, about how we actually do it. Your oxygen intake dramatically increases and your heart rate rises. So it's almost like a natural adrenaline shot. It kind of like boosts you. And it's not just in the moment. You don't then get out of the shower and think, oh, I'll just get back under the covers for 5 minutes. You think, right, here, my day starts. It's also a beauty treatment, if you want to look at it that way. Hot water can disrupt the skin barrier and cause natural oils to leak. And this is much less likely, and that can lead to sort of dry skin, even some issues like eczema. And this is much less likely to happen with cold water. Plus, cold water on hair helps prevent the cuticles on the hair shaft from fluffing up, which can make it look sort of rough and not as shiny. If you have smooth cuticles, your hair tends to, you know, it's like solar panels. If they're all in the same thing, you get that nice shine. Light hits them at the same angle, so it just looks healthier and shinier. Now, I don't want to suggest this is a weight loss treatment. I'm very anti any of that kind of nonsense, but there is evidence that shows cold showers stimulate the brown fat in our body, and that's the good type of fat. There are two types of fat, brown fat and white fat. And brown fat is the good type of fat that keeps us warm. And when you activate the brown fat, it generates a surge of energy that actually burns calories. So over a year of cold showers, there has been some research that suggests that you could lose around 0.5 stone, 7 pounds, I think it's like 3 kilos, just from that brown fat activation alone. I think it stimulates it and makes it burn energy at 15 times the normal level.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50. Luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There we go. It's not a weight loss treatment, but that's one of the things that it does. It has a physical impact on the body. They're good for cardiovascular health. The cold boosts circulation by sending blood to the organs to keep them warm. And this stimulation is good for just your overall cardiovascular health. It just keeps everything pumping. They improve your immunity, believe it or not. Taking regular cold showers increases the amount of disease-fighting white blood cells, a study has shown. So the cold shower stimulates the immune system and so releases more white blood cells. And also, if you remember that cold water swimmers, the cold water swimmers that I mentioned earlier, are able to deal better with oxidative stress, it also prepares you to be a bit more resilient too. It stimulates your lymphatic system. And this was actually the reason why I started taking cold showers seriously and started implementing them into my daily routine, because I was waking up every morning looking puffy and bloated. And some of this was to do with poor sleep and other factors, but I became quite obsessed with stimulating my lymphatic system, because unlike the circulatory system that has the part, that has the heart, the lymphatic system has no pump. You have to activate it with movement and other things, cold showers being one of them. It's also why there's a mini trampoline in my living room, but should we just gloss over that? But it does, that jumping on that for 10 minutes every morning boosts the lymphatic system. I haven't used it in a while, I must get it out. So the lymphatic system helps to eliminate waste and toxins from the body, and this is a vital part of being able to protect yourself from things like infections and blood and bugs. It just keeps everything clean and healthy. And also, there is evidence to suggest that cold showers can relieve depression. And this was another reason why, it's a mood booster, another reason why I was interested about them early on. This has to do with the cold stimulating a part of the brain called the blue spot, which is the brain's main source of noradrenaline, a chemical that plays a role in alleviating depression and depressive symptoms. Plus, the shock of the cold sends all your nerve endings send these electrical impulses to the brain, and it can have an almost antidepressant effect. There's obviously lots of research on that, but I would definitely say they are a mood booster. Cold showers do boost your mood without a shadow of a doubt. So now we know the why, let's discuss the how. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Every instinct is going to kick in, and it's going to try to not do this. Your body is going to try and get you out of this situation. You'll dodge the blast in the shower. Your hand will instinctively turn off the water. You might scream. You might even jump out of the shower. Caution advised, listener. I don't want anyone slipping. Please proceed with caution. But the first thing we need to do is keep you under that shower. So I can tell you how I did it. My technique has always been to just stand either facing the shower so the water is hitting me at the top of my chest or on the back of my neck, just below the back of my neck actually, not too close to the brain, not too close to the head. And then I put my hand on my, I have a mixer tap, I put my hand on the mixer tap and I give it a bit of, take a few deep breaths and then just turn it completely. I don't do it gently, just go oof. And it's done, and then you feel the water change, and then as soon as I feel that it's at its coldest, I go 1, 2, 3, 4, and then I use that to also like get the breath out. And then the next day I might do another 10 seconds, then the day after that I might work up to 20, and then 30 seconds. And because you're dipping the toe, your toe in the water, as it were, you might not feel all those benefits that I've talked about immediately, because you're just giving yourself you're easing your way in. It will definitely wake you up though. But I definitely found that once you hit 30 seconds, a minute, and once you get up to 2 minutes, you'll really hit your stride. And that's why I'm so cross that I've got out of the habit, because at one point I was very comfortably standing under the shower for a good minute, minute and a half, 2 minutes. Especially after I worked out and just feeling really, really good and comfortable with that cold and then feeling really invigorated. I'm actually desperate to go and have a shower now just so I can go and do it again. So let's keep in close contact during this habit. Let me know how you're getting on, whether you've been able to bear it, whether you've noticed any positive changes from incorporating it into your day. Have you tried it before? Have, like me, have you got out of the habit? It's a really good one. Loads of health benefits, and it just, on the surface of it, it just makes you feel good. And it's free. It takes up very little time. I think of all the habits, it's probably the cheapest and the sort of easiest in terms of it doesn't take much. I know it does. I know standing under freezing cold water takes a lot. But once you get over that hurdle, we're talking about 2 minutes a day. That's absolutely nothing. So yes, I'm intrigued to find out how you're getting on, and I will obviously keep you updated and tell you how quickly I've been able to get back up to 90 seconds, which is what I'm hoping to get back up to in the course of this 2 weeks. Thank you so much for listening. Get in touch. Join that Facebook group. The link to join will be in the show notes. Email me at thebeautypodcast@gmail.com, or I know lots of you are doing it, but why not send me a DM on Instagram, where I'm at Emma Guns. I also answer DMs on Twitter, where I'm at Emma Guns. It's been a delight to share cold showers with you. I know it sounds bonkers, but please give it a go. Just, what have you got to lose? Have a try. I will be back with an update show next week, and hopefully really positive, and you know, my hair will look really shiny and everything. See you next time.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.